Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Judge Bearden giving the report of the September 27, 2021 Commissioners Court meeting. Commissioners had a lot of business to discuss, and we started out with, after usual, paying the bills and meeting the payroll, the minutes, citizens' comments. We had a presentation concerning preliminary subdivision regulations for Mason County by several people who are realtors here in the county, and also Abe Lemons, who has assisted them, who is a real estate attorney. These folks, we had requested them a while back to assist us in helping develop some types of new updated subdivision regulations, as we're getting a lot of new development coming into the county and the county commissioners, of course, the court. We certainly appreciate the assistance that they are giving us. The presentation that Mr. Josh Lemons and Ryan Jordan gave to the court, certainly enlightening, and they're going to go forward, and we're looking at only preliminary subdivision regulations right now, but they're going to make a few adjustments to their presentation, and then we'll get together and have a workshop and try to see if we can develop a set of regulations that would be suitable for both landowners, realtors, and residents here in the county. A couple of other items we looked at was discussing the collection of county fees for beer and other alcoholic beverages according to the Alcohol Beverage Code in the Texas Constitution. We did discover that a lot of the entities in town, Lowe's, Stripes, Shortstop, GG's, all of these entities that have been selling alcohol, beer, or non-premise beer, have been paying a fee for years, and this fee is half the cost of what the state fees is. So the commissioner's court felt like that the others should have to fall in line too, so the commissioners voted to set the fee at the state level beginning sometime in the near future when they'll start collecting this fee when they get their license. After this, we approved online education for county commissioners, and then we had to change the designated polling place for early voting. We're going to do early voting here at the American Legion Hall, but due to the construction of the bridge here behind the courthouse annex, we feel like the access will not be too good for that. So we work with the city, and our early voting will be in the Richard B. Eckerd Civic Center. After that, we worked on our purchasing a piece of road and bridge equipment for the road and bridge. We are looking at accepting the 2022 workers' compensation renewal questionnaire, adopted a cafeteria administration services agreement with Esch and Pickett, and then we discussed EMS staffing, the hiring of a new full-time paramedic, and then also the hiring of a part-time person to work with the EMS during football games, things of this nature. The county also agreed to purchase a emergency medical services medical direct professional liability and general liability insurance policy for our doctor that is our medical director, Dr. Colwell from Fredericksburg. He had informed us earlier that he was not covered for any liability, and the county felt like since he serves in this position for no fee, it would be an excellent idea for the county to purchase a liability policy for Dr. Caldwell. Then we went into some discussion about irrigation equipment for the courthouse lawn. We had looked at trying to maybe make repairs to the old sprinkler system that we have out here so we could get our trees watered, lawn watered again. But the discussion was that once we go back into the rebuilding of the courthouse, there'll be equipment coming out in across there, plus the fact that so much of it is going to have to be redone. Commissioners agreed to work with Greg Lang, a irrigation specialist at and purchasing a micro rain 32, MR32, which would be a machine that will irrigate its own wheels, and we can provide water for our trees and for the rest of the grass until we finish the completion of repair to the courthouse. The commissioners also decided not to instate a 90-day burn ban. We're going to watch and see. We hope there's a possible chance of rain this week, but they said if we don't receive enough, as dry as it is, they're going to leave it up to the county judge to go and instate a short-term burn ban until the commissioners met again. We also discussed correspondence with the Allison Bass law firm concerning our redistricting. We'll get some more information on that for our local counties. We did discuss a few more items that we're looking at with our general manager, project manager, CPM, Dave Stotts, concerning the funding for the courthouse. And then finally, the commissioners decided they'd let us adjourn at about 11:30. Hope it rains this week. And again, as always, we're very grateful to KNEO for carrying this broadcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEO Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEO 95.3 FM and KNEO 1490 AM and KNEOradio.com. For more KNEO Radio Podcast, including KNEO Sports, visit KNEOradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.